Yeah, we'll make it up next time, Rick.
I like that statement that Ms. Horton just made, keep your eye on the word.
Yeah, keep your eye on the word, yeah.
You know, that's important. Let's see, last week we made it to chapter 7, verse 25. And before I go on, I saw something from the teaching that Gwen taught this morning. When David was speaking, I was thinking about it. I never saw this before. Remember when Noah's father said that he would help him with their work? And that was in Genesis, Noah's father, Lamech. I think that was Lamech that said that Noah would help him with their work. The problem they had in the natural problem that everybody had in the days of Adam to the flood was the weeds. They had to kill the weeds because they had to kill weeds to plant food and fight the weeds till the food could grow. Now, and when he was talking about the word of God being sown in our heart, you have to get rid of the doubtful things of this world, the contrary things of this world, and receive the word of God. And I believe, I never saw this before, but I believe that, see, the earth reacts to man. It always has and it always will. But as men grew worse, their thoughts grew worse inside, and the earth responded in kind. In other words, they had more weeds to fight because they let more weeds grow in them. And instead of, if they had sought after the word of God, then the earth would have reacted to what was in their heart, which would have been the word of God, and they wouldn't have had to fight so many weeds. But when Noah, in the flood of Noah, everybody died but eight people. And we don't have the weeds still grow faster than our food does, but it's not as hard to fight. But as people, it was saying to me that if you put more of God's word in, you have more resistance to combat the world with. We receive God's word as a grace, but we operate in sowing and reaping.
That's right.
And when you know where you got the grace from, but what we do with it is active faith.
That's true,
brother. And active faith is what it's always been that way. We're saved by grace through faith. We're saved by grace through active faith. Because you do have to say, I am born again. I do believe on Jesus Christ. You say it with your mouth.
Yes, you do.
You believe it in your heart and you act on it.
Yes.
And I thank God for that. In chapter 20, in chapter 7, verse 25, we see Stephen talking, he got to the point where Moses, he slew the Egyptian. It says, But he supposed that his brethren would have understood how that God, by his hand, would deliver them, but they understood not. When you're doing something of God, you can't depend on people to understand what you're doing. You have to just do it. And you have to receive enough word of God to remain stable. Because if you're looking for approval, that can be a distraction. That's part of what I had to write about this week. I wrote a word called the active anointing, and we'll share it later. Okay, the Lord gave me that, and I was able to get it typed up this week. Verse 26, and the next day he showed himself unto them as they strove, and would have set them at one again, saying, sirs, ye are brethren, why do ye wrong one another? But he that did his neighbor wrong thrust him away, saying, who made you a judge, a ruler over us? Verse 28, would thou kill me as thou didst kill the Egyptian yesterday? Then fled Moses at this saying, and was a stranger in the land of Midian, where he begat two sons. When 40 years were expired, there appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai an angel of the Lord in a flame of fire in a bush. When Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight, And as he drew near to behold it, the voice of the Lord came to him, saying, I am the God of thy fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then Moses trembled and durst not behold. Then said the Lord to him, put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place where thou standest is holy ground.
Amen.
Verse 34, I have seen the affliction of my people, which is in Egypt, and I have heard their groaning, and am come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send thee to Egypt. And now come, I will send thee into Egypt. When the Lord anoints you, the anointing multiplies by the same principle of sowing and reaping. It doesn't stay the same. It gets greater and greater. When Moses first began speaking to Pharaoh, he was probably kind of nervous. But as time went on, he got bolder and bolder and more confident. Parting the Red Sea was elementary by the time he did it. But we see him scared to look at the burning bush in the beginning. The anointing and acting on the anointing, that's why the anointing has to be active, because it won't grow if you don't act on it. Every time you act, it grows. Every time you sow the word to somebody to help them, that anointing gets greater on you. The first writing he gave me, it sat for months. And I didn't get any more writings. And then I let a guy at an alternator shop read it. He had an alternator shop. He said, print this and make a copy of this and give me a copy. So I made 100 copies. Same week my uncle died. And one of my cousins said, give this to the family. And I did that and I got another writing. So I said, hey, this is working. I wanted to bless people, so I did it some more. And it got to where God gave me a writing every day. And that's how the anointing works. And she just wrote a wonderful anointed poem.
Yeah, that's a good point. See, if you won't walk in the light of what God gave you in the first place, there won't be any more light. It won't shine any more light on you. So you walk in the light that you already know.
Yeah.
So you got to walk in the light of what he's already given you. If you expect him to give you any more.
Right.
He's not going to do it.
Yeah. And you multiply the grace.
Yeah.
When you act on it.
There's a manward side.
Yeah, that's
there's a manward side to grace. It's not just sovereign, there is a manward side.
So you gotta act on it. You can't just
That's right. That is true.
If you try to sit on it, you're just gonna stay where you're at.
Yeah, that's true.
And the anointing won't grow.
That's right. That's true.
And you know, that was a 40-year period of time. From the time he tried to solve the fight in Egypt till he was sent. The Lord showed him how to deal with people by cows. You know, the Lord is foundational. He will work with you. But when you act on that anointing, it will always grow.
Yeah, it will grow.
And you'll find yourself doing things that's you true. Never thought you'd do. Verse 35. This Moses whom they refused, saying, who made thee a ruler and a judge? The same did God send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel, which appeared to him in the bush. He brought them out after that he had showed wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and the wilderness 40 years. This is that Moses which said to the children of Israel, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear. And he's talking about Christ.
Yes, he is.
Verse 38. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel which he spake to him in the Mount Sinai, and with our fathers who received the lively oracles to give unto us, to whom our fathers would not obey, but thrust him from them, and in their hearts turned back again into Egypt, saying to Moses, make us gods to go before us. For as for this Moses, which brought us out of the land of Egypt, we know not what has become of him. It's very difficult You have to be patient with people. It's very difficult for people to change from one thought process to another. And they can't do it without more light. So as they see more light, it's easier for them. That's why the Lord is so foundational, because nobody can produce fruit of another kind. If you believe the Word of God and you teach the Word of God and you operate in the anointing, you're still going to produce fruit after your kind. So if you want your fruit to be like Jesus, you got to continually look to Him, and you have to make adjustments along the way. That way the fruit can be like Christ. But if you, because people look to people, they don't know to look to Christ. Very few people will look to Christ, even though they know to look to Christ. But to solve the problem, looking to Christ is the answer. Following God is the only way to do it. To get your fruit to be like Him, and not limited. And so Moses had to, he was one of the meekest men in the earth. He was powerful, but he had it under control. He wasn't weak. Meek sounds like the word weak in English. But meek is very, very, very powerful, but it's vital. So, a bad tree can't produce good fruit, and a good tree can't produce bad. It's just impossible. But limitations can squeeze on in there in the audience unless you destroy them. And I noticed that when you destroy things that Satan started, the anointing is free to grow. And the Lord he'll go ahead and put you in a position where you can use that anointing in a faster way. Verse 41, and they made a calf in those days and offered sacrifice unto the idol, and rejoiced in the works of their own hands. These are the people that just saw the miracles of God. They just got delivered out of Egypt.
But they still had to taste of Egypt.
And they're still doing the works of Egypt.
Slave mentality. Up here.
Slave mentality. They were free naturally, but not in their heart.
Right.
And you'll see.
To get them out.
That's how they ended up in idolatry, which caused them to go to Babylon. The same, they were raised. You can't, a bad tree can't produce good fruit. They still had the same superstitions and they transferred it to their children. Verse 42, then God turned and gave, they sat on the grace. That's why it happened. They didn't use the grace, they didn't sow in the grace. They sat on it, and superstitions got mixed in that train.
That's true.
We'll stop at verse 42.
Amen.
You know,
that's good.
One thing I love about this class, iron sharpens iron. I see things because of y'all. the Holy Spirit in y'all, it's working together.
Amen.
You know, and I'm believing God that God will grow this class, because people need this. Now, I'm glad at least we got it on the internet. And people are going on that website and they're using it.
Amen.
Dear Lord, I thank you for the work. We believe you that you would help us to do all that's in your heart, grow the anointing in us, help us to be what the vision you have for us. In Jesus' mighty name.
Praise
amen.
The Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory
God.
He came with some tunes there. I was like, stay right there.